Second down and four for the Texans now at the Pearsall 48-yard line. As we begin the second quarter, the give is up the middle. It's Cockerham again, and he's able to step it forward enough for the first down, down to the 43-yard line. Texans once again on the move.
And they've really they've leaned on that running game tonight. I mean, we got Cockerham involved. We've got we even had the direct snap to Hayden Krebs for a good game. We've had Moss Carruthers. So really just kind of spreading the touches around all the way, and Texans doing a good job of it.
Texans on the move after Pearsall missed the 32-yard field goal attempt. And here's Weeks now. Fake handoff, looking left, throwing left. He's got Crowder to the 35, 30, and out of bounds is Colby Crowder. Yet another first down for the Texans at the 29-yard line of Pearsall.
Yeah, good play right there. Ended up faking the dive, faking the reverse, and coming over here to Crowder on the drag on the far from the far side to the near side. And, man, just a good play right there. Good job by Colby going ahead and getting that first down as well, making one guy miss.
Weeks looking at his play sheet on his wristband. Jared always has a play sheet on his wristband for what to do on getting us plugged in with the radio.
And sometimes I'm not very good at it.
Back to throw is JoJo Weeks now, setting up the screen. They've got Martinez. Look out to the 20, to the 15, and down to the 14-yard line. It's Gavin Martinez, our first look at him.
And you know, they got these kind of these really short, high-percentage throws that they've got going. We've seen a couple screens. We've seen some, you know, the drag pattern right there a minute ago by Colby. We've got the inside wide receiver screen by Gavin right there. And Texans, really, everything that they're doing is working for them right now.
Boy, no doubt. Passing game, running game, kicking game. You need to save some of these points for next week. Moss Carruthers in the backfield now with JoJo Weeks, first and 10 from the 14. Weeks fakes the handoff. Now he's trying to get outside left side. He's able to stretch it to the 12. That's a pickup of two. It'll be second down and eight.
I'm thinking JoJo maybe on that one was feeling kind of left out. He's thinking, hey, you know, there's been a lot of people running balls, and I haven't got
to
run one yet, so I'm going to keep it. You know, I'm tall. I've got some little quick feet to me, you know.
No doubt.
And he said, I'm going to keep that one. So he got on the board on the stat line there.
It was his turn.
I'm noticing some red shoes that we've got going on this week. I don't know if that's a uniform change, or, but I'm seeing some red shoes.
I see Moss Carruthers has a pair. Second down and eight. Weeks now looking left. He's got a man. He's got Crowder on the far sideline at about the two. He was open, but Weeks overshot him. It'll be third down and eight now. Ball is at the Pearsall 12. 21 for Wimberley, nothing for Pearsall. Play clock down to about 15 now as the Texans break the huddle. Carruthers remains in the game at running back, a step to the right of JoJo Weeks. Weeks will drop to throw, looking in the end zone, over the middle, and it's knocked away at the last minute in the end zone and incomplete. Fourth down now for the Texans. And Curtis Bingle now is going to jog on with the T, and he's going to be attempting a field goal now, left hash mark. He's going to set the T down at the 19-yard line. It'll be a 29-yard field goal attempt by Curtis Bingle. Stover to hold. Bingle, kick is up, and it is going to be no good. So Texans miss a field goal as well. 9:50 left to play in the second quarter. Our score, Wimberley 21, Pearsall nothing. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan Football comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at CommuniCareSA.org. Everyone at CommuniCare wishes all the best to the Texans on a great season.
That. Welcome back to San Antonio. Mike Blackwell here along with Jared Robinson. Cuevas now is going to take the snap, and he tries to find some running room, but nothing's working for the Mavericks here tonight. No gain. It'll be second down and 10.
Yeah, Texans really stepping up on defense tonight, and you're just seeing kind of what we've known they could do the whole time, and Pearsall, unfortunately, is feeling it at this current moment.
Second down and 10, 9.5 minutes left to play in the first half. Stay with us at halftime. We'll try to give you some scores. Back to throw is Cuevas, looking left, throwing left. Caught at the 25-yard line. That looked like the same play earlier from earlier. It was Kubriel again on the catch.
You're right. That's the exact same play. Same play, little 5-yard, 7-yard stop right there. And, you know, it. Hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Third down and 3 now. Might be the only thing not broke by the Mavericks here tonight.
That's true. Wimberly has got their number right now.
Third and 3, Cuevas, shotgun. Gives the handoff, first down and more. 35-40, look out, it's Munoz to the 50, to the 40, to the 30. Needs a block, 15, and tackled. Saved a touchdown, did Kobe Crowder, but not before. Munoz got it way down to the 11-yard line. Now the officials are going to be bringing it back.
I saw them kind of bringing it back. Look, we're going to have a holding against the offense right here. And it was, I don't know who it was on the left-hand side, but I saw two that it could possibly be. One looked like kind of a left guard, left tackle over there that kind of just got him around the inside of the collar right there and maybe just kept him. So coming back, march it back, that's a long, lonesome walk when you're that guy who made that penalty right there.
Yeah, that's about a 70-yard difference as they're going to put it down at the Pearsall 22-yard line. Munoz had gotten it down to the Texan 11. So there you go.
And it'll be 3rd and 8 now.
Gosh, 3rd down and 8 now for the Mavericks. Connect on a big play, doesn't count. Fake handoff. Going to the outside is the quarterback to the 30. Look out, 40, 50, he may go. 40, needs a block, and he's going to be finally tripped up near the Texans' 21-yard line. I don't see any flags, so first down, Pearsall.
No, it looks like everybody's running down to get him on this one. So back-to-back big plays right there. One gets called back, second one doesn't get called back, and Pearsall's got something moving here with, what, 8-10 left in the second quarter.
Cuevas with a quarterback keeper. Spotted at the Wimberley 22. New set of downs now for the Mavericks. First down and 10. Cuevas fakes the handoff. He's going to take it himself. Picked up 2, maybe 3 to the 19-yard line. Second down and 7.
All right, we got some fresh bodies coming in for the Texans on that defensive line now. They're kind of working hard down there, so... Pearsall doing a good job right there of kind of isolating the left side and the right side off tackles right there. They're seeing something from the coaching staff.
7.5 minutes left to play in the second quarter. Mavericks, after the big play, are in the Texan red zone, but they've been there before tonight as well and haven't scored. Handoff to a little reverse, inside handoff to the 15, to the 10. And down to the 9-yard line. Believe that is Kubriel. It's going to be a first down and goal now for the Mavericks. Little inside handoff, good blocking there, and Kubriel did a good job of getting it outside. And see if Pearsall can punch it in now, trailing Wimberley 21-0. Cuevas takes the snap, gives it to his running back, to the 5. Fighting toward the goal line is the running back, Manny Ramos. He gets it to the 1, where it'll be second down and goal.
Yeah, and they're continuing to pound that left side right there between guard and tackle, off tackle to the left a little bit. So that's something that Wimberley's going to have to probably take a look at. You got to know Doug Warren's going to go into the half, too, thinking, okay, you know, we let him advance the ball a little bit coming out of the second quarter and kind of shape some of those things up a little.
Cuevas comes to the sideline again to get the play. 6:10 left to play, and the ball is at the Wimberley 1-yard line. Cuevas has Ramos to his left. He's going to take it himself, though, it looks like.
False start.
No, they blew the whistle prior to the snap. You talk about a drive killer now. You get to the one and get a false start. That's not good for your offense as they back this up to the six-yard line. They will get second down over.
No, and that looked like it, I don't know if that was a center deal because it looked like the whole right side of the line kind of jumped at the same time. So I don't know if maybe they had a cadence problem or just didn't go on the snap count right there.
Again, Cuevas in the shotgun. He's got a couple of linemen to his right. Takes the snap, runs it left, and runs it into the end zone for a touchdown. 6-yard touchdown run from the quarterback, Bubba Cuevas. Pearsall on the board. Looked like a formation where he had a couple of running backs. They had the jumbo package in that time.
Yeah, they kind of ran it a little cross line right there. They had him lined up on the right-hand side, low snap. So it's tough to tell if it was a busted play or not, but either way, it doesn't matter. He got in one behind the big uglies and made it in.
Edgar Melendez now comes on and tacks on the extra point. And with 5:37 left to play in the second quarter, our score is Wimberley 21 and Pearsall 7. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football coverage on WimberleyRadio.com comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes. The staff and volunteers at Seton Medical Center Hayes in Kyle wish all the best to the Texans on a great season. Go Texans!
Well, the Mavericks of Pearsall are on the board now, 21-7. Wimberley with a 2-touchdown lead. Pearsall able to punch it in on a 6-yard run by the quarterback, Bubba Cuevas, as Edgar Melendez now prepares to kick off. Down the middle of the field will be taken at the 18. That's Crowder to the 25, to the 30. And he's going to be brought down at the 31-yard line. That'll be where the Texans take over with 5:30. Left to play in the first half. They've got all three of their timeouts. Texan offense huddles on the far sideline. Again, stay with us at a halftime. We'll get you some scores and highlights of this one. Scores and highlights always every Friday night brought to you by Eric Willis and Natural Development. Weeks has Kipros to his left in the backfield. I think the Texans have used three or four running backs in this first half. Kipros will get it. Has a big hole, 35-40. And he gets to the 45 and down to the 47-yard line. It's Guy Kipros, first down.
Man, big hole right there. He could have driven a pickup through that one. Good job by the left side of that offensive line, just creating space and opportunity for Guy.
Yeah, that was huge. Huge, I tell you, huge.
Sound like a fish story.
47-yard line, Texans with the football. 5:08 left to play. Kipros will get it again. Why not? 55-45 to the 40. And Guy steps off about 13 more yards down to the 39-yard line of Pearsall.
Man, two scorching runs right there immediately. First two plays out of the gate. You got 5 minutes left, ticking down in the second quarter. Accomplish two things right here if you're the Texans. One, keep the clock running. Two, maybe put some points on the board before you go into half.
Fresh legs of Guy Kipros. Reels off about 30 yards on two runs.
I'm telling you.
Weak shotgun. Crowder in motion toward us. Texans moving from our right to our left. Kipros will get it for a third straight carry. This time he stopped after a gain of 4 to the 35 of Pearsall. So a second down and six. Texans on the move again. The clock now has gotten down to the 4:15 mark, but JoJo Weeks in no hurry whatsoever here on this drive.
No, they're keeping that clock ticking. We don't see them huddle many times, and here the last couple plays, we've seen them get into the huddle and execute as well.
Play clock at six. The ball is snapped. Flip left. It's Crowder. He's got some running room. 30, 25, and he gets it to the 20. Stretches forward down to the 19-yard line. Into the red zone go the Wimberley Texans. First down.
Yeah, and a good play right there. Colby actually behind the throw right there. Technically going to go down as a run, but, man, what a smart play right there. And Colby does a good job sticking his nose and going straight up and down and getting quite a bit more yardage. Again, clock still ticking. And Wimberley knocking on the door for more points.
At the 19 of Pearsall. Now Moss Carruthers comes in. Or is that Cockerham? That's Carruthers. He'll take the handoff. A lot of traffic inside, but Moss is able to power his way down to the 15-yard line. A pickup of four, second down and six.
Yeah, they still give him, what, four and a half yards there. Good job by Moss. Man, these running backs for the Texans, I mean, it's been impressive all year to watch. You know, obviously, you can sit here, and we've talked about Guy Kiprus, Moss Carruthers, Jake Cockerham. We saw Hayden Krebs in the backfield earlier today. We haven't even seen Hunter Williams tonight, which we thought we may see him, but doesn't look like, obviously, that they're going to need him. Give him another week to be healthy tonight. So, but, man, all of these running backs just running with authority.
No doubt. Second down and six. Carruthers remains in the game. Weeks, though, is going to roll right and look to throw. He's got a man open and in and out of the hands of Gavin Martinez as he kind of is frustrated about dropping that one. Third down and six.
He tried to run before the catch on that one. He knew that he really didn't have anybody. Good throw by JoJo. Just kind of caught him right there in the squat. Perfect position to turn and go. Just turned a little fast and didn't quite get there. So we still got, what, third and five, third and six
third
right here for the Texans.
From the 15. Caught him in the squat. Is that the phrase you used? Yeah,
you like
I kind of like that. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you kind of get down there and you squat and you find your spot.
Yeah.
And,
that's it.
It's your catching squat, we'll call it.
That's exactly right. Here is the give to Carruthers up the middle. First down and more to the five. And tough running by Moss Carruthers down to the 2-yard line. It'll be first and goal.
Man, some shifty moves by the big guy right
there.
Yes, sir. We saw him slide to the left right there. It looked like the, to the left song?
Yes.
Oh, see, Miles looked over here when I started singing
Miles
the song.
Miles knew what that was.
That's it. We got some giggles out of everybody now.
I just danced to that one this afternoon before I got in the car and came down here.
Y'all just wait. I may start singing later.
To the left.
Okay, you sung it then.
All right. First down and goal at the two. It's going to be Cockerham. He's going to be able to walk into the end zone for a 2-yard touchdown. Second touchdown of the night for Jake. Easy as you can imagine.
Well, and that's, we talked about it earlier. The Texans had two goals, obviously. One to score, two to run clock. I look over, there's 2 minutes on the nose left in the half, and Texans go up with the extra point here, hopefully, 28-7.
Stover's hold is down, and Curtis Bingle's kick is up and good. 2 minutes left to play. Our score, Wimberley 28, Pearsall 7. Texans football will be coming your way right after this brief timeout on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888. Manager John Caldwell and his entire team wish the Tigers a great season.
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberley Ace Hardware, featuring Wimberley Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and lifestyle division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberleyAce.com.
Back at Edgewood Veterans Stadium, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Miles Blackwell came along tonight and is in the press box providing commentary. Music commentary. Here's the kickoff. Taking it at the 20. 25 to the 30. And out of bounds on that far sideline is the return man, Javier Martinez. First down and 10 for Pearsall. Pearsall, by the way, will get the ball to start the second half. They trail it now with 1:54 left to play in the second quarter, 28-7. Trying to hang around and stay in this game. Texans look like they're on the verge of busting it wide open, but if Pearsall can somehow score here and then they get the ball first in the second half, I mean, they can stay right in it.
Yeah, you're right. That's a big one right here. Obviously, if they can get a touchdown within the minute and 54 they got left, they're getting the ball out of the first half. All of a sudden, it goes from 28-7, 28-21. It's a ball game again. So big drive right here for the Pearsall.
Give is to Kubriol, right side, 35, and is able to get it out to the 39-yard line. That's a pickup of 5, second down and 5. Two timeouts remaining for Pearsall as they're trying to move a little more quickly now with 1:33 on the clock, and the clock is rolling. Cuevas fakes the handoff, takes it himself to the 40. He's got the first down, falls forward to the 46-yard line. So stop the clock and move the chains here. Clock is at 1:22 now as they restart the clock.
Yeah, I would think Pearsall would have a little bit more urgency each play in between the calls. They got three coaches who walk out there. They're taking anywhere between 15 to 20 seconds in between plays.
Cuevas will turn. He'll give it to Kubriol, trying to get outside right side. He is going to be grabbed by Moss Carruthers and dropped at the 45-yard line. That's a loss of one, and now the clock is inside of a minute left. Yeah, and Cuevas comes over to the sideline to get the play call for every play here, Jerry.
Yeah, you can. If you're listening to the crowd, Mike, there's a gentleman over here to the left side who agrees with us. I hear him, hurry up, hurry up.
He's to the left?
He is to the left.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, Destiny's Child, I was told, from the DB Bar and Grill, I believe.
The great Beyonce. Here's the handoff. Tackled in the backfield is the running back. And that'll bring up a third down and 15 to go. Third down and 16. The clock is at 17 seconds. They've got two timeouts remaining, but they're in no hurry. I think they're going to let this clock run out. Trailing at 28-7. Much to the chagrin of a couple of fans that we can hear in our crowd mic. The clock will, in fact, run out on the first half. All I can figure is that Jeff Sanford knows he's going to get the ball first in the second half and doesn't want to make a mistake. At any rate, Wimberley leads it. 28 for Wimberley, 7 for Pearsall. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be back with our halftime show after this brief timeout. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from Blanco National Bank, offering banking services including checking, savings, mortgage, and personal loans. Located at 15451 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley. Online at blancobank.com. Blanco National Bank is FDIC insured and an equal housing lender. Support for this Wimberley Texan football broadcast comes from Hayes City Store in Driftwood, offering Southern-style cuisine, burgers, and Sunday brunch. Hayes City Store is located 9 miles east of Wimberley at the corner of FM 150 and 3237. More information, including hours of operation and live music schedule, online at HayesCityStoreTX.com.
Welcome back to San Antonio, Edgewood Veterans Stadium. Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Scores and highlights here at halftime, brought to you by Eric Willis and Natural Development. Texans lead it 28-7 here in intermission. This is how it went down. Moss Carruthers got on the board first for the Texans tonight on a 65-yard touchdown run. That came 1 minute and 38 seconds into the ball game. Curtis Bingle's extra point gave Wimberley the early 7-0 lead. Wimberley then got on the board again. This time it was when Wyatt Mann took an 82-yard touchdown pass from JoJo Weeks. That was a strike. Bingle's extra point in the first quarter made it Wimberley 14 and Pearsall nothing. Jake Cockerham then ended the scoring in the first quarter by running in from 6 yards away. Bengal with his third straight extra point made it Wimberley 21 to nothing. Pearsall tried to get on the board in the first quarter, but missed an Edgar Melendez 32-yard field goal attempt late in the quarter. So Texans, after one quarter, led it by a score of 21 to nothing. And then Wimberley got on the board, Wimberley also tried a 29-yard field goal early in the second quarter, missed it, and then Pearsall scored when Bubba Cuevas scored on a 6-yard run. It was Edgar Melendez's extra point, making it 21-7, and then Jake Cockerham, 2-yard run with 2 minutes left to play in the first half. Bengals kick made it 28 for Wimberley and 7 for Pearsall. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be back after this brief timeout. You're listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texans sports broadcasts comes from Cypress Creek Cafe on the Square in Wimberley, serving lunch and dinner every day with breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, as well as local live music each weekend starting on Friday night. Information, menu, and full live music calendar at cypresscreekcafe.com.
And by A Studio Z Copy and Print, a full-service printer specializing in custom and digital print jobs, website hosting, and logo creation for residents in Wimberley, Texas, located at the intersection of Ranch Roads 2325 and 12. More information at astudioz.com and by phone at 512-847-3532.